country man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Hey, we're back, folks.
I can plow a field all day long.
This is moving stuff. I read it during the break here. This is Donald Trump. Listen to this, what he posted just in the last couple of hours. And, you know, I love this man. It's so incredible. Misspellings and all. It's so authentic what he writes. There's nobody filtering anything for Donald Trump. He misspells the word Nobel, which is N-O-B-E-L. He misspells it N-O-B-L-E. Very common. Probably half the people in the world misspell Nobel. And listen to how beautiful what he says is the genius of the man. By the way, for people, I've been an editor, and I've edited for some really brilliant writers and some real idiots too. But some of the most brilliant writers, and then I've read about this as well, some of the most brilliant writers who've ever written anything, you don't judge them by their spelling. They make horrendous errors in spelling. Their genius is not that they are school marms who don't ever misspell or mispunctuate. So, but unfortunately, Donald Trump gets judged on that basis by these school marms, these pukes in the media. Here's what he says. Here's a post he put up 3 hours ago. He said to Cardinal Dolan, Catholic cardinal there in New York, he says, "Thank you for a great call yesterday with Catholic leaders and a great service today from St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York City." So, and Cardinal Dolan greeted President Trump and Melania, who were in virtual attendance there online. A beautiful moment. And you can imagine the scene, any of you who've been in St. Patrick's in New York City. Then he turns to this subject. The people that, this is so personal, the people that know me and know the history of our country say that I am the hardest working president in history. I would be one of those people, except I don't know him personally. I don't know about that, but I am a hard worker and have probably gotten more done in the first 3.5 years than any president in history. The fake news hates it. I work from early morning until late at night. I haven't left the White House in many months, except to launch the hospital ship Comfort in order to take care of trade deals, military rebuilding, etc. And then I read a phony story in the failing New York Times about my work schedule and eating habits written by a third-rate reporter, what I call pukes. This is Kelso talking now, who knows nothing about me. I will often be in the Oval Office late into the night and read and see that I am angrily and read and see in this puke reporting that I am angrily eating a hamburger and Diet Coke in my bedroom. People with me are always stunned. Anything to demean. Lawsuits should be brought. Now he's that's one series. Now here's another series of tweets. This is all in the last 2 hours. When will all of the quote reporters unquote who have received Nobel Prizes for their work on Russia, only to have been proven totally wrong, and in fact, it was the other side who committed the crimes, When will they be turning back their cherished Nobels so that they can be given to real reporters and journalists who got it right? I can give the committee, that is the Nobel Committee, a very comprehensive list. When will the Nobel Committee demand the prizes back, especially since they were gotten under fraud? The reporters and lamestream media knew the truth all along. Now, by the way, again, this is some of the endearing quality of Donald Trump. I think he might be referring to Pulitzer Prizes, which is the awards given to reporters and journalists. And yes, those should be returned and given to deserving actual reporters. I don't think there's any Nobel Prize for reporting. But that's what I love. I love this about the man. He just is so real. Now, by the way, I guarantee you tomorrow, the lamestream pukes will be making fun of this. Aha, neener, neener, neener. The president thinks you get a Nobel Prize for reporting. Neener, neener, neener. We're so much smarter than he is. Guaranteed, you'll see it. You'll see it. As Ronald Reagan said once, there you go again. The president said that pretty much in a news conference the other day. It was some piece of garbage. Poor excuse for a human being reporter sitting there who is trying to, basically, all of them, they're constantly trying to accuse the president of being a murderer. And he's just, it's disgusting. And he, in the last press conference, he didn't even take questions. And his question to himself was, why bother? Why should I subject myself to these pukes? He says lawsuits should be brought against all, including the fake news organizations, to rectify this terrible injustice. For all of the great lawyers out there, do we have any takers? When will the Nobel Committee act? Better be fast. So you can be sure that will be, he will be, you know, that will be the proof that Donald Trump is, you know, is no good. Because he got the Pulitzer Prize mixed up with the Joseph Pulitzer, with the Alfred Nobel Prize. Now, and by the way, I notice as I look at the head of the president's wonderful Twitter account, he now has 78.6 million followers. It's going up as fast as it ever did. That's a wonderful thing. Let me refresh here in case he's tweeting away right now. I love the authenticity of that. You know, it's you know, you can tell. I think one of the things people, you know, like, isn't it something you like about this show that I lose it kind of regularly? You kind of, you find out this, you know, Kelso really means it. And Trump really means it. I don't want to compare myself to this great man. The I think the best thing, well, let's see. The best thing I can do is if I can be of some help to this incredible person who truly saved our nation in 2016, he was a bolt from the blue, a gift from heaven, saved us from Hillary Clinton. And if we'd gotten instead a President McCain or a President Romney, would that be better than a President Hillary Clinton? Of course, the answer is easy. No. Somehow Donald Trump saved us from that. Let's see what else he's, some more of his tweets here. What is the purpose of having White House news conferences when the lamestream media asks nothing but hostile questions and then refuses to report the truth or facts accurately? They get record ratings because Donald Trump's, you know, on the air, and the American people get nothing but fake news. Not worth the time and effort. There's a lot in that sentence there. The lamestream media is corrupt and sick. The The do-nothing Democrats are spending much of their money on fake ads. I never said that the coronavirus is a hoax. I said that the Democrats and the way they lied about it are a hoax. Also, it did start with one person from China, and then grew. And there will be a miracle end. Let's see here. What else has he tweeted here lately? Let's go back to Dr. Charles Atlas, to whom we were listening. Here he is.
This administration, by most people, I would say, at least in the U.S., they made a projection of number of deaths originally on the order of 1 to 2 million in the U.S. based on nothing being done. And then they made another projection of, say, 1 to 200,000. And most people, you know, the number was about 150,000 roughly. I may be a little bit off, based on total isolation. And now almost every few days they're revising that with no change in policy. There's been no change in what's being done. It's just that more facts have come in. And so now the estimated deaths are in the 60,000 range by that same model. No change in assumption, just more facts. So models are necessarily based on assumptions that with incomplete data. So it's not a criticism. It's simply the way things are, that when you get more information, you have a more thoughtful and more accurate assessment of what's going on.
So there you go. That was a good video there. You got to hear him, Dr. Scott Atlas, being too nice. It's not necessarily a criticism. Yes, it is, etc. I like his opening sentence, which is one thing that all models have in common: they're wrong. I love that. I'll tell you something I'm picking up from the president in those latest tweets, in his disgust with the media. I think that the president has reached an epiphany. He's reached a moment here of realization. I don't know what's going to come out the other side of this, but I can hear him. I can feel him deeply contemplating something that he's realized about the fight for patriots in America, the fight to make America great again, to save our country. He's realized something about the enemy, about how nasty they are. I think he's reached a moment of disgust with how bad and how evil our enemies are, and maybe a moment of even increased courage as to what he's willing to do going to beat them, and what he now feels maybe is necessary to beat them. So I'll give you more Kelso projection, something I'm feeling good about. I'm feeling good about the surfers in Malibu and Huntington Beach and the girls in bikinis that are on the beach watching them. And a few girls in there surfing too. They're pretty darn exciting, but I don't know. You know, I've surfed a long time, and if I could get back to California, I'd surf. I'd hit the waves immediately. The white-haired 71-year-old surfer. But it's been a guy thing for so long. And the girls on the beach and the guys in the waves, I don't know. It just stays that way. Anyway, it's a beautiful thing. Anyway, you look at it. I like looking at the girls on the beach more than the guys in the waves. And thank you. Thank you, all of you, because you will be very helpful in exposing the lunacy of the lockdown. Because you're not going to be getting sick. You're going to be the healthiest people around, as you always have been, you people on the beach there. You've always been the healthiest people. You know, that. Can you imagine the boost that your immune system, you know, you go into the waves, go into the, out in that California kelp, and do you know how many things are alive and moving around, and you know, the bacterial and viral content of the ocean. The it's so alive, it's mind-boggling. Here's a scientific fact that'll knock you out. I'm trying to see if I can remember it correctly. One of the amazing things that's in our system is macrophages, which kill, which eat alien things that shouldn't be in your blood and in your cells and in your interstitial tissue, fluids, your lymph system. And in the ocean, I may be remembering some of this a little bit wrong, but this is an astonishing thing to tell you how alive our world is. I believe the statistic is, and the scientist in question was trying to make the point that without macrophages, we wouldn't be alive. We wouldn't even have a chance to be alive. I think he made the point that every 24 hours, 60% of all of the bacteria in the ocean are eaten by macrophages. Every 24 hours, the bacteria in the ocean is basically replaced every day, every 2 days. Amazing, huh? But can you imagine, and this is the thing about how we, you know, all these thousands of years and thousands of flu seasons, you know, we'd be there in our cave with our woman. We have our surfboard there leaning up in the cave. And the little kids running around screaming and yelling. The little boys picking their noses and spitting on the little girls. And then little boys gnawing on bones at one of our campfires with their fingers. And when they drop their bone in the dirt, they just pick it up, wipe the dirt off, and continue eating. Was that fatal to us over the course of our evolution as the beautiful species that we are? No, no. Mother Nature made sure that it was integral to who we are and our strength. So the surfers out there in the kelp beds, they're getting a dose of bacteria and viruses, macrophages, and every conceivable living thing. And when you're in the surf, you're drinking that ocean. It's going in your eyeballs and in your ears. It's going in every pore of your body. It's in your hair. When you get home, you know, you're too worn out to shower. Usually you get home from a good surf session, you just pass out, wake up with ocean dried in your hair and kelp. That's Mother Nature. That's our immune system. And that's why all good doctors tell parents, don't protect your children from getting playing in the dirt. Don't tell your little boy he's got to wash his hands every time he plays outside and he can't have mud on his shoes. And that's how they build up their immune system. So that's what Dr. Atlas is aware of, that biological reality. And this Dr. Birx, Fauci, voodoo, witch doctor. Boom, 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 boom. What do the drums say? These are cannibals with their stick stuck in the cannibal pot. These are phonies. The voodoo, that the bug, the cootie, the wicked cootie is going to get you. And you know, that's a natural fear. It's like fear of the dark. These are people like they're trying to scare people. Of course, everybody's afraid of the dark to some extent. You know, we're afraid of, we're afraid when people are afraid of the water till they find out it's their friend. But that's what they exploited in this cootie virus thing. They created a worldwide hysteria. This will be remembered. The Salem witch trials of 1692 have been utterly eclipsed as an example of hysteria. When somebody writes a book, decades from now, centuries from now, a book entitled Hysteria will have as its lead article the panic freakout of 2020. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John. What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
So sick and tired of listening to what you got to say, I decided I just got to stand up and say so. Sick and tired of being sick and tired of being sick and tired of being treated this
way. We're back, folks.
So I made my choice.
Now let me give you something that I'm pleased with this. As I said, I put out my salute there to fellow surfers and surfer girls on the beach there and in the waves, some of them in the waves. It's stunning when they do it. Thank you, because in the larger scheme of things, and thank you to all patriots everywhere, even up here where we don't have very good waves here in North Dakota, but we sure do have great people. And and we do have seas of wheat, seas of soybeans, and seas of corn. Thank you, everybody who's protesting the lockdown. And this is rolling across the country. It's breaking out everywhere. And it looks like I think we will get the economy, get people back to work. People will realize, talk about an epiphany, people are going to have the realization they got hosed. It's a hard thing. It's a hard thing to get people to admit. Once you get hosed, and especially once you sign on to it, you now have a stake in that, and it's hard to admit. But I think people are going to come to a point here, I feel it coming, where they'll realize they've been hosed. And when they are able to honestly reflect on that, they can also get very angry. We see that already. People are really angry at Red China all the polling, it's wonderful. They hate China, and they hate the Chinese communists. And that's exactly what we need. There's a great poem by Rudyard Kipling, when the Anglo-Saxon learns to hate. I used to have that poem all the time on the wall in front of me, and I don't have it now. But that's a great poem, when the Anglo-Saxon, the Rudyard Kipling's idea back, you know, more than a century ago, was, the Anglo-Saxon, that is you, meaning all you European people, whether you're Anglo-Saxon or not, you stand in, the Anglo-Saxon stands in for you. You know, we're very naive, we're very friendly, we're very happy-go-lucky, we're very generous to everyone. That's why everyone wants to live with us, sadly. Unfortunately, no good deed goes unpunished, folks. You can spit on us once, you spit on us twice, step on our toes, you know, kick us in the shins. And we let it go, we let it go, we let it go. But then there's this moment when the Anglo-Saxon learns to hate. Or another way to put it, when we get pissed. And we're something else when we get pissed. We're pretty damn good fighters. And we're pretty damn determined. So something like that may have been reached here with this Red Chinese criminality. You know, they killed a lot of people. They deliberately, the Red Chinese, they hate us. They've hated us for a long time. They've hated us, Mao Tse. Had a burning hatred of us back in 1940. Oh, these commies, they've hated us from the beginning, before we even knew it. And finally, maybe the BS, the Bill Clinton, you know, remember Bill Clinton, who said at a college commencement, he actually said this to a college class, "I look forward to the day when the white race will be a minority in America." Yeah, Bill, you puke. Thank goodness he won't get to see that. But he did everything he could to make that happen. But no, America will get angry and upset. And I like that there are people, I've seen it on TV, or several people saying, why are we, do you know how many red Chinese engineering students we have at our very top schools, including Dr. Atlas's Stanford? Chinese, officially authorized. Do you think that somebody, a young person from Red China, is able on their own, just on a lark, their mom and dad got them an airplane ticket to go to school at Stanford and enroll in engineering spend years, multiple years, most expensive schools, most expensive courses and majors. Do you think people are doing that on their own from Red China? Or are you with Kelso? Do you subscribe to Kelso's theory, which is you don't come over here unless you have the absolute express approval of the Communist Party of Red China, that your visa, your flight, your money, your everything, your sponsorship over to MIT or to Caltech or to Stanford comes right, it would be canceled in a heartbeat if you in any way disagreed with the Communist Party of Red China. So how many of these people do we have in this country who are sucking up, vacuuming up all of our trade secrets, all of our scientific jewels and achievements? How many of them are in this country right now? I'm not talking about studying basket weaving or macrame. I'm talking about being in very, very expensive schools with very expensive equipment, with very high-priced professors, in laboratories on which billions of dollars are spent, priceless opportunities to look right in on the crown jewels of our civilization. How many of these Chinese do we have in our top schools And it's a rotating number. So next year it'll be the same number, only it'll be a new batch as they rotate through. Yes. Are you sitting down? A quarter of a million, 250,000. Basically, Communist Party operatives, spies in our schools, our top schools. And I'll give you another number. It'll knock your socks off when we get back. We'll be right back.
The good times ain't over for good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
When I was a little boy, Mama said to me, any man can be a fool.
Welcome back, folks.
A man is hard to be.
Hey, a gem just landed on our doorstep here. Special delivery from Donald Trump. Posted 11 minutes. You just got your tickets. You got the worth of the price of your ticket here with what I'm about to read you from Donald Trump straight to you. This is beautiful, beautiful stuff. I said, you know, the president appears to me to be on the verge of some kind of a great realization, some kind of a wonderful realization. And he's saying, you know, I've had enough of this crap. I'll give you an example of that. And then I'm going to read you this amazing series of tweets. But before I forget to give it to you, do you notice that the order he gave the other day as commander-in-chief, and I'll give it to you in Kelsoese, not in Trump lingo. He said, if these punks from Iran in their damn speedboats harass another U.S. Navy ship, blow them the hell out of the water. Ask questions later. Open, bam! Send them to the bottom. That's a nice order from the president. Now that to me, now I embellished a little bit, but the order, the actual literal order is, if Iranian boats harass U.S. Navy ships, sink them. That's an order from the president. So if I'm on the bow of a cutter or a frigate, and I've got a nice big gun there on the bow, and there's some pukes from Iran, and they're little speedboats, but those little speedboats have a 50 caliber machine gun on the bow. And that's no joke. If somebody's pointing a 50 caliber machine gun at me, I consider my life, and they're only 100 yards away or 50 yards away, that's a lethal threat, boys and girls. And there's only one appropriate response. Boom! Any cop can tell you that. Go ahead, point a gun at a cop and see what the appropriate response is. Boom! That's, the president's got it right. You have no business being anywhere near a U.S. Navy ship. You have no business crossing directly across the bow of a U.S. Navy ship. Have any of you ever held the wheel of a ship? Do you know how dangerous it is to be on the water, to have a boat zooming around you, crossing your bow, coming alongside? That's dangerous stuff. With a 50 caliber machine gun on the bow, and what else? Who else knows what else they have? They have rocket launchers that can sink your ship. They just lift one of those over the side of the gunwale there, and boom. No, you sink those SOBs. And that's what the president just ordered. If they harass a U.S. Navy ship, as commander-in-chief, my order to you, all those captains of all those boats and all those gunners on all those boats, my order is sink them. I love it. Now, let me read you a couple of tweets that the president put out. That was a couple of days ago, a few minutes ago. And tell me if you're hearing some really great thinking going on in the president's mind. Here he says this. Fox News just, let me hit refresh, because there might be another one here in the last minute. He writes, Fox News just doesn't get what's happening. They're being fed Democrat talking points, and they play them without hesitation or research. They forgot that fake news, CNN and MSDNC, wouldn't let Fox News participate even a little in the poor ratings Democrat debates. Even the radical left do-nothing Democrats laughed at the Fox suggestion. No respect for the people running Fox News. Now that means, that's abbreviated, that means I have no respect for the people running Fox News. Thank you, Mr. President. Boy, did you get that right. That is so true. And the president is the one above all who's all over this story. There's a schizophrenic thing going on at Fox. Lachlan Murphy, who's a left winger, and his father, Rupert, who's a left winger, they don't like us. They don't like Donald Trump. They never did. They never will. But they like the billions with a B that we right wingers have made. We've put into the Murdoch pocket because we watch their network, because there are a few patriots, really good ones, on Fox. And they serve as, you know, the enticement that gets us to watch that network. And they are, we just name them off, obviously these are great people, Sean Hannity, Tucker Carlson, Laura Ingraham, Lou Dobbs, Jeanine Pirro, Mark Levin, Steve Hilton, Jesse Waters. I haven't mentioned him enough. Jesse Waters is a good one. And I must have left a couple out. But all the rest of them are pukes. And that's what the president's writing about. He says, no respect for the people running Fox News. But Fox keeps on plugging to try and become politically correct. They put Rhino, Paul Ryan, on their board. So this puke, Paul Ryan, has been put by the Murdochs, put on their board of directors of Fox. They hire debate questions to Crooked Hillary, fraud, Donna Brazil. You saw that a couple months ago. You all of a sudden, you know, we've all learned to despise Donna Brazil. She's awful. She's unethical. She's a creep. And then we see Donna Brazil as an honored guest and, you know, on Fox. She's on their panels. She's on their shows. Let us go to Donna Brazil for her thoughts on this matter. No, I don't want to hear what Donna Brazil thinks about anything. We get to hear from Geraldo Rivera. I don't want to hear from Geraldo Rivera. We get to hear from, you know, a bunch of these people. So the president's onto this. A fraud, Donna Brazil, and others who are even worse. Chris Wallace is nastier to Republicans than even Deface the Nation or Sleepy Eyes. Sleepy Eyes would be Chuck Todd. Yes, Chris Wallace is a puke. He is a left winger. I like what Donald Trump said of him the other day. He said, Mike Wallace wannabe Chris Wallace. Mike Wallace being the father of Chris Wallace, who's now since deceased. Chris Wallace is awful. He's one of these people that is fooling conservatives, fooling Fox viewers, as he takes cheap shot after cheap shot at Donald Trump. Chris Wallace is nastier, he says, than Deface the Nation or Sleepy Eyes. The people who are watching Fox News, in record numbers, thank you, President Trump, are angry. Did you hear that? Now let that one sink in. That's a very important statement by your president. That's not Kelso saying that. It doesn't matter what Kelso thinks. It does matter what Donald Trump thinks. The people who are watching Fox News are angry. Correct. I don't know what the next sentence is going to be, but let's see. They want an alternative now. Woo! And then the next sentence, so do it. Do it. That's the best line of this show today. That just made my day. The president is saying, launch the alternative to Fox now. Now. Hannity, jump ship. Carlson, jump ship. Ingram, Pirro, Levin, jump ship. Doc Hilton, Waters, all of you, clear out and start a new network. And you've got the ingredients. What I just named is all the talent you would ever need. That is the most talented group of people. And don't let any pukes in there like Donna Brazil. Take out the real patriots. Walk out of Fox. Start a new network. There's, how about your content? Donald Trump is telling you right here, come on. How dumb are we? He says, so do it. Guess who would agree to be on all of your shows all the time? Wall-to-wall Donald Trump. Donald Trump, he's telling you right there, I'll go on your show. I'll be your guest. And guess what I'll bring with you? What do you need to build a network, folks? You need hosts. You need content. And you need an audience. Well, Donald Trump brings two of those right there. He brings the content himself and his Trump revolution. And he brings the audience by the scores of millions. Just get the hell out of Fox and watch Fox's ratings go flush right down the toilet. They'll sink right down there. Rupert Murdoch and Lachlan Murdoch and James Murdoch can swim around in the toilet with CNN. Stop sending billions of dollars to them. The president just said it. They want an alternative now, so do it. That is one of the most important tweets, one of the most important messages ever from an American president. So do it, exclamation mark. And then the other ingredient you need to start a network, the least important ingredient, money. The easiest to get your hands on money, because whoever finances this network I just described, this Patriot Network, we will all come to that network. Whoever starts that network, whoever puts up the seed money for that network, you're going to get rich. You are going to get if you fund that network, because it's going to boom. Donald Trump is going to boom it. Those talents I mentioned, like Hannity and Carlson, these are geniuses. These are really talented, really great people. We don't want to watch these cruds. Wall to wall, morning to evening, all 24 hours a day, Patriot. No mixing it in. No Chris Wallace. No Geraldo Rivera. No Donna Brazile. None of this garbage. No Bill Hammer. What are the names of these people? These people, they don't like Donald Trump. They have these airheads, these lightweights, these people who might as well be on CNN. None of those. Don't bring any of those people over. We don't need that. We don't want that. We want the real deal. And then somebody like, what's Mercer's first name? He's got hundreds of millions of dollars. Is it Robert Mercer and his daughter? Is it Rebecca? I've forgotten. But they were talking about hundreds of millions of dollars that they had burning a hole in their pocket, and they would be willing to finance a network. Whoever puts up a few hundred million dollars, you're going to make billions. Those billions that have been going to Rupert and James and Lachlan will go to you. So that's the easy part, to come up with the money. And a few phone calls from somebody like Donald Trump can scrounge up that money really fast. If he weren't president and he were free to do so, I'll bet you Donald Trump would fund it himself. As a smart business decision. Like, wow, I'm going to turn $200 million into $2 billion. Bingo, like that. If I can start a network, a Patriot network. So there's the president. He said, so do it. Let me hit refresh. God, this is exciting. This is in the last 15 minutes the president sent this out to us. He's sitting there tweeting this right now. It's now been 26 minutes. That was three tweets in a row. Folks, that was a firestorm of tweeting. Wow. I'll just repeat the idea. Fox News just doesn't get what's happening. That was his opening salvo. And then he closes with, they want an alternative. Now, the people who are watching Fox News in record numbers, thank you, President Trump, are angry. They want an alternative now, so do it. And Sean Hannity, if you're listening, there it is. So do it. You can do it. Maybe a momentary pay cut. I don't know what Lachlan Murdoch's paying you. It might be a temporary couple weeks of a pay cut. But you start another network. Just dump all these people. Dump Fox. I love it. Now, by the way, let me say something else, folks. Don't get all bent out of shape if there's not a new network tomorrow morning. If you're Lachlan Murdoch, who the president the other day, I heard him, they were having a meeting in the White House, and Murdoch was in the audience, and the president, in his inimitable way, just looked over at Murdoch, who was over there off camera, and he says, oh, there he is, the most powerful man in media. That was a shot across the bow from the president, based on this thought right here. Like, what are you doing, Lachlan? The American people, the patriotic Americans want a real network, a Patriot network. So what are you dishing out to them? What are you doing? Just because you own it, you pretentious SOB. You think you're so hot. So Murdoch's he's gonna be hitting the bottle today and going to bed late. He's got to be sweating bullets on this one. The president is telling Sean Hannity, Tucker Carlson, Laura Ingraham, Jeanine Pirro, Mark Levin, and all the rest of them. Let me start completing my list better now. Steve Hilton, Jesse Waters. He's saying, walk out. Stage a walkout. And do it all together. Just walk out of there. Can you imagine what would happen? What happened tomorrow if, the people, all this audience is waiting for the Sean Hannity show. They turn on their TV and there's Bill Hemmer instead of Sean Hannity. Oh my God! People are going to go, whoa! They're going to call up their friends. They're going to call up their patriot friends and say, what the hell? Where can I find Sean Hannity? It'll be all over the internet. I don't care how small the network or station that Sean Hannity is on. It will instantly go to number one. Instantly. The lucky dog who puts up the money to finance. God, if I had the money, I'd do it right now in a heartbeat. We'll be right back.
Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, domedan at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. He didn't
We're
say
back,
much,
folks.
Kind of quiet and shy.
We're going towards the close of this show.
Just said hi to Big John.
Let's see, the real gem of this show, the two real gems here, the Hill article by Dr. Charles Atlas. I'm proud to have brought that to you. if you weren't already aware of it, is going viral on the web. And the other, this momentous series of three tweets from the president only minutes ago, in which he puts out the challenge to all of us. Start a new network. I'll read his words to you again. He says, here it is. The people who are watching Fox News, that's you. The people who are listening to this show, same group, in record numbers. Thank you, President Trump. That's the only reason all this is happening. Do you think if Hillary Clinton were president, that there'd be much going on for us right now? Really, you know. Thank you, President Trump. Yes, indeed. Are angry. We're angry. They want an alternative to Fox now. So do it. What does do it mean? Build the network. Let's do it. And what does that mean? That means, Sean, this message is to you, Sean Hannity, and to you, Tucker Carlson, and to you, Jeanine Pirro. Think of the big dogs there. Steve Hilton, Jesse Waters, Lou Dobbs, Mark Levin, all of you. If you all do it together, Laura Ingraham, all of you, all on the same day. How much money is it worth it? I don't care what you're not. Lachlan Murdoch isn't paying you, huge fees. We don't know what people are being paid over there. But I mean, I'm sure each of them are getting a few million dollars. Let's just go on that assumption. It's a couple million bucks. Sean Hannity would be at the top of the list. He deserves. He's earned, and he is most important to Lachlan Murdoch. So he's probably being paid quite a few million dollars by Murdoch. And then Tucker Carlson would come in second place, just as you show is ranked just below that of Hannity. He's being paid probably quite a bit less than Sean, but millions. But what is that? What is it? Just all of you, all at the same time, hold hands and run out of the building all at the same time, whether in reality or virtually, run out of the building at the same time and start a new network. And don't make sure, don't get it all, dot the I's and cross the T's. Just boycott the network and we'll form a new network and work around you. Don't worry, it'll happen, and Donald Trump will make sure it happens. The first thing you got to do is quit. We'll listen to you wherever you go, and we will make you number one wherever you go, and you'll get more money from us that way. We'll see you all again in the Trump Clubhouse here tomorrow night. I think things are looking pretty good here today. See you tomorrow. Go long. Don't stop believing.
That want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism, please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.